USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has some strong words for Turkey.
Turkey is our NATO ally. Yes, it hosts millions of Syrian refugees and has a legitimate security concern about the situation in Syria. But Turkey's escalation of hostilities with the Syrian Kurdish partners who've helped the United States fight terrorism is completely and totally unacceptable. This violence needs to end.
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal attorney, says he doesn't intend to comply with a congressional subpoena for documents, escalating his battle with House Democrats who were seeking records as part of their impeachment inquiry. Vice President Mike Pence's office said late on Tuesday they will not comply with a request from the House to turn over documents related to the president's phone call with the Ukrainian president. The Democrats have not responded to Pence's letter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
There could be a breakthrough in the contract dispute between the UAW and General Motors. GM employee Dwayne Winter hopes the strike ends soon.
Oh, I'm holding hope. Everybody wants to go to work. They just want to be, you know, treated decently, that's all. Nobody here wants to become, you know, millionaires or anything. We want to make a living, you know.
Speculation of a settlement increased after the union summoned the National GM Council to Detroit for a meeting scheduled for Thursday at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson is signing an executive order to discourage vaping among youth.
There has been a rapid increase in the use of vaping products, especially among our youth. People across the country are being hospitalized with life-threatening symptoms linked to vaping.
The order directs money to be spent in Missouri to develop a statewide campaign discouraging vaping for Missouri's youth. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Closed-door testimony continues at the House of Representatives for the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York tells Fox News the ongoing impeachment inquiry should become public.
It should be happening right now, but if they're not going to have these depositions in public for the entire country to watch in real time, then at least release the transcripts.
No one on the Democratic-like committee has responded to Zeldin's requests. California's biggest utility company is still taking some heat after last week's scheduled power shutdowns. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
California's top utility regulator blasting Pacific Gas and Electric for what she calls failures in execution during the largest planned power outage in state history that was aimed at avoiding wildfires. However, the California Public Utilities Commission Chief Mary Bell Batster says it created an unacceptable situation that should never be repeated. She's ordering a series of corrective actions, including a goal of restoring power after such incidents within 12 hours and not the utility's current goal of 48. The company said that it took the action because of dangerous wind forecasts, although it acknowledged that its execution of the plan was poor. While it shut off power to about 800,000 customers, it ended up actually impacting about 2.1 million Californians. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.